Let's get to our guest now. Kinja Lau is Chief China Equity Strategist at Goldman Sachs. With us in our Hong Kong studio, we have only got just over a month left of the year, Kinja, and you're already getting Nomura lowering their forecast for China's economic growth for this year and next. How much of a worry is it when you see those pictures at the Foxconn plant of protests that China's COVID zero strategy is very much hampering growth here?
Yeah, thanks, Juliet, and it's great to be here. Now, I think it's fair to say that the rising COVID cases and the corresponding COVID restrictions have put quite meaningful pressures on the economy as a whole. Now, if you look at our full-year forecast for this year, we are only looking at 3% growth for Chinese GDP. But I think the picture will look substantially better going into 2023. Our current forecast is 4.5% for the full year, assuming that the reopening impulse will start to kick in the second half of next year. So just to clarify, we think that China will start to reopen or relax, gradually relax its COVID zero strategy or policy starting in second quarter. So That's a big doubter.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a long and protracted, possibly messy reopening. We are just getting the daily COVID case numbers as well. Mm-hmm. 29,754, which is the most during the pandemic. So a record there. I mean, that just comes back to the complicated picture of how all this works and I guess how protracted a reopening would be. What would it look like?
It will be a long process, Juliet. I think... Obviously, it's subject to a lot of uncertainty and different variables, how the virus will play out from here in terms of mutation and how quickly can China ramp up the necessary infrastructure in terms of medical support to contain the COVID situation. But I guess when it comes to the equity market, one thing that we are pretty, pretty sure about is market is always forward-looking. And as long as we are getting more policy signal or signpost that China is moving away from kind of zero COVID regime, then I think the market will start to do better going into 2023. And one thing that I just want to highlight here, as you mentioned, we are now seeing record high COVID cases reported by the authorities. And if you look at the cities that are designated as medium to high risk area, they represent more than 50% of the economy in terms of GDP. But the actual disruption to the economy is actually lower than where we were about 6 months ago when Shanghai was in broad lockdown.
So let's talk about some of your picks. I noticed one of your colleagues has upgraded Country Garden to neutral, but at the same time, your chief economist told us yesterday that the zero tolerance approach to combating infections is actually going to curb the benefits that were expected from that 16-point property plan to support the sector. How do you view the property players going into 2023?
Now, fundamental perspective, we remain relatively cautious on the actual housing market activity going into next year. So our current forecast continues to suggest that nationwide property sales will be down 10% in 2023 after kind of correcting like 30-40% so far in this year. Now, the 10% drop will likely be driven mainly by volume declined, but prices essentially staying flat on our forecast. So the big picture here is that we're not expecting any sort of near-term recovery in housing activity at least going into next year. But the reason why we are turning a little bit more positive on the asset market side of things is because, as you mentioned, the 16 policy measures just came out just a week ago. Essentially, we think that these measures will help reduce the left-tail risks that are embedded in asset markets, whether it's equities or fixed incomes or credits. So essentially help these securities to re-rate to a more reasonable level from a longer-term fundamental outlook standpoint.
So a 16% forecast return for MSCI China Index and the CSI 300 next year, you know, you could argue coming off potentially some low bases there. What sectors are going to outperform here?
I think on a more tactical or cyclical basis, we like the reopening beneficiaries story. So we have actually upgraded a number of consumer-related sectors to overweight for market weight, including consumer services, medical services, and at the same time, retaining our overweight stance on online retailing and consumer staples. So at a grand scheme of things, it's more like a very heavy tilt to the consumer sectors to really start 2023 in anticipation of the reopening expectation that we just talked about. But on a longer term basis, we think that you have to align your portfolio with policy directions in China to make some money in the equity market. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, we have been highlighting a theme, what we call as Chinese little giants. Basically are small mid-caps, emerging companies residing in strategically important sectors for China long-term growth, such as cap goods, new materials, semiconductor, and hardware, technology hardware.
What about where we see the movement of the yuan and how that kind of is, I guess, a risk for Chinese exports in the long run?
Well, I think I would say on looking at just the RMB versus the dollar, which is obviously the key cross that many investors look at, we expect a little further downside from here or depreciation pressures for the RMB in the next 3 months, as we expect the Fed will not finish the hiking cycle until May next year. But after that, we think there could be some moderate appreciation potential for the RMB, particularly given the reopening impulse that we are forecasting to take place in second half of next year. So I think that continues to put the RMB at a relatively competitive level in the meantime. Yen depreciation or won depreciation, I don't think that's too much of a concern to how we think about the export competitiveness for China.
And just very quickly, China signaling this likely triple R cut to aid the growth. When could we see that?
Well, if you look at the past few episodes, usually after the policymakers hinted about potential triple R cuts or interest rate cuts, that cut would normally come 2 or 3 days after that policy signal. So we expect something to be announced probably today or over the weekend.
Kinja, always a pleasure. Thank you. Kinja Lau is Chief China Equity Strategist at Goldman Sachs with us in our Hong Kong studio.